Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Hello and welcome to You Beauty, Mamma Mia's daily podcast for your face. Now, some of you Ubies who have been sneaking around in my personal DMs about this will be very happy because today I'm chatting all about a treatment I got last week and effectively burnt my face off. Just kidding. But I really do put my face on the line for you folk, and you know what? I'm okay with it. As I said, I got this treatment last week and I kept clickbaiting people, which is so annoying because I was like, hello, look at my red face and hello, look, it's now peeling. But I didn't say what I actually got because I'm a sneak. Well, what I got was the Clear and Brilliant treatment.
Honestly, Drew showed up with not a stitch of makeup on and your skin has this like beautiful quality to it.
Clear and Brilliant laser treatment. It's incredible. It's changed my life. I love it so much.
Clear and Brilliant is said to be the treatment of choice for some huge celebs such as Hilary Duff, Hailey Bieber, Drew Barrymore, and Jennifer Aniston. It's a gentle laser that refreshes your skin from the inside out. So the laser energy actually creates millions of microscopic treatment zones in your skin, and it replaces those old, damaged, yucky cells with fresh, glowing, healthy skin. If your skin's like a little bit dull, it would be great for that. Softer and smoother texture, natural radiance and glowing skin, a reduction in the appearance of pores and fine lines, and the improved tone, texture, and radiance. I'm going to get into my actual experience of the treatment. So I got my treatment done at the Zika Clinic in Alexandria. I wouldn't say that I'm an overly organized human. Never researched it, did I? Never looked into it. Just let them book me in and rocked up and was like, okay, great. And then they said, okay, we're just going to put like a local anesthetic cream on your face, not just a numbing cream, a local anesthetic cream on my face. And I said, okay, then we're just going to wait 10 minutes. And she goes, oh no, you have to wait an hour for it to kick in because your face needs to be completely numb. At that point, I'm like, oh, whoa. I'm not about to have an enjoyable afternoon because I was sort of imagining like, you know, I'd left the kid at home. I was imagining like my face being patted with oils and some nice Enya music and maybe a foot rub. No, no. Anyway, so then we go back into one of the treatment rooms. She basically just sort of started running it over my face, my neck, my décolletage, and just did like multiple sweeps in each section. So just went over it a couple of times. And here's a little snippet of how it went.
Okay, so it's creating the thermal wounds.
So imagine this, see this piece of paper here?
Yeah.
See how it's got little holes in it? So imagine that's like 1 square centimetre of your skin.
Okay.
So it's creating all these little holes and they're all going to fall out.
Okay. It kind of just feels like you're scratching me.
Yeah, exactly.
I always have to preface that I've got a very low pain threshold. So if I can tolerate something, I feel like most people can tolerate it. This was, I'd say, a touch more painful than HIFU. So HIFU is the last episode that I went and trialed something. We will pop that episode in the show notes. It just got a bit hot. It kind of felt like I was really sunburnt and someone was scratching my face. And then they just popped like a calming cream on it. I should have mentioned, because I didn't do any research, I had dinner plans afterwards. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to turn up really fresh-faced and glowy and everyone will be like, oh my God, look at you. Walked out of the room and saw myself in a mirror and I was like, oh Lordy, Freddy Krueger has entered the building, ladies and gentlemen. I was raw. I was past the point of fresh and peaky and I looked like a raw piece of uncooked steak and I could not help but have a little bit of a chuckle. Some people would just be like, I can't go to dinner like this, but I have no dignity and no shame at all. You best believe that I rocked up at a nice establishment looking like a raw piece of steak. Anyway, as we were like progressively going throughout dinner, I could feel my face getting more uncomfortable. It just felt like I had a really bad sunburn. But then by the time I like got home, had a shower, splashed it with some cold water towards the end of the shower, I was like absolutely fine. And then the recovery was really easy. I mean, I flaked a little bit. The weirdest thing about recovery was actually that I could see all of the crap in my skin, like the deep down damage, actually lift up. The areas where I've got heavier pigmentation, the pigmentation actually lifted on top of the skin, and it looked like dirt on my skin, and it felt like dirt as well, like it was actually sitting on top of my skin until I guess it sort of just fell off. But now I'm going to talk through some of the products that I used with recovery. First things first, don't ever use a chemical exfoliant and don't ever use a physical exfoliant post-treatment. However, what you can do is you can use like a soft face washer. So I just stole one of Len's, just with warm water, then just gently sort of use it in circular motions to remove like the bigger sort of chunks that are easy to come off, but it's not going to actually damage any of that fresh, beautiful skin. And to do that, I used the Saya Cleansing Balm, $56. It's glorious. It is a balm to milk formula. It transforms into like this beautiful, smooth, oily texture, which just really helped cleanse my skin. It nourished it. And at no point did it ever feel like I was drying my skin out further, which is 100% what I didn't want, because my skin felt so dry and depleted after this treatment. But I knew that it was for the greater good long term. I did use like oils, hyaluronic acids, mists constantly, but the two products that I do want to go into detail about that were just heaven. The first one is the Oxygenating Hydro Matrix Moisturizer. This moisturizer is $95, so it is more spendy, but you would only use it post-treatment, so it's definitely not just your everyday moisturizer. And Kourtney Kardashian first promoted the brand and got me interested in it because I was like, what is this? It's like basically a brand for post-treatment. So this is a beautiful moisturizer that effectively provides instant hydration and moisture while reducing the signs of sensitive post-procedure skin. This actually like is very healing, and it creates like a breathable second skin layer that doesn't block that vital flow of oxygen from reaching those deep layers of your skin so that your skin can heal. So it provides like a lot of essential hydration in the ingredients to help speed along that healing process while also soothing the sensitive skin for a more comfortable aftercare experience. So I was like slathering this on my face and I absolutely love it. The only thing I don't love is the smell. So bear that in mind, although you might like it. Also worth noting that if you have something afterwards, their foundation is also excellent because it's for healing. Next up, every night I was slugging with the Weleda Skin Food. The Weleda Skin Food is $16.95. However, because you can get it from like the pharmacies and that sort of thing, I generally pick it up for a couple of dollars cheaper. It has been a very trusted and effective skin solution for dry and rough skin since 1926. So it's like a really caring, thick cream blended with heaps of nourishing plant oils, lanolin and beeswax. And it's very calming because it's got extracts of pansy, chamomile and calendula in it. And honestly, this was just like a skin savior. I've gone through 2 30-mil tubes in a week. That's how much I was using it. And it's very thick because I was also using it under makeup so that I didn't have flake face. And moving on to results. So what did I actually think of it? As I said, I thought it was really cool when you could see the pigmentation coming to the surface of my skin ready to fall off. It hasn't even been a week when we're recording this, so I'm obviously yet to see the full results. But my skin, I'm going to look at producer Michaela if she can clarify, is looking glowy and healthy. I've got no makeup on at the moment. How's it looking? Hot, she says. It's looking hot. So it's no longer flaky. It's still probably a little bit dry, but it looks very refreshed, like as if I've lost a couple of years, I would say. And I would definitely go back and do it again because like the results are great so far. So I can only imagine that they're going to get better. And the downtime wasn't bad. It wasn't painful. And the team at Zika were really friendly. So win, 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 win. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of You Beauty. And I hope that you loved this episode and was worth the wait if you were one of the people being clickbaited on my Insta. If you did, it would mean the world if you would rate and review us wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you have something you want me to chat about or you want me to try another treatment, make sure you send us an email or voice memo to youbeauty@mamamia.com.au or give us a buzz on the pod phone on 02-8999-386. And if you do go and get the Clear and Brilliant treatment, we can pop a link of places you can get it in the show notes because there's a bunch of different places across the country. Please let me know what you think. This podcast was made by Mamma Mia. If you want to support women's media, we would love it if you became a Mamma Mia subscriber. We'll pop a link along with everything else in the show notes. Bye.